Bitch better have my podcast.
Bitch better have my intros.
Girls run the world. Girls run the world.
Enough boy talk.
That's it. That's we don't even need the intro. Hi,
is that
I'm
good?
Vicky
I
B.
Do a good impression.
Totally. I'm Vicky B. What's up?
Yo, diggity, yo.
I love it. Oh my god.
Okay. That one's good.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. Who run it?
Huh?
Who run it?
I do. Just kidding. All of us girls do.
Well, that's Sailor Sage over there.
Sailor Sage.
And we also got, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
So sexy.
I know. I felt, yeah.
I feel
she's,
it.
She's feeling herself today.
It's Friday, so I'm feeling myself.
It's been a crazy day. I'm pretty
myself.
Awake.
I know. I haven't even had caffeine yet, and I'm like, I've been singing and
she's been,
dancing.
I know.
Really
it's all in the intro. You can hear it.
Great.
Oh, yay.
It's your fault for singing and doing all that stuff when I'm recording.
I know.
Bitch.
I
love it. But before we get into shenanigans, how could people get hold of us?
Well, we do have a phone number.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude,
what
it's
is
crazy.
It?
You can text us. You can call us. You can leave a message. It is 253-778-6029. And then we've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitters, the broadcast 999, and then email the broadcast 999 at gmail.com.
And we actually got some text messages.
No yeah.
Way.
So I'll read one from Tristan.
Hey, Tristan.
He says, hey, ladies, I have a name that I'd like to use if I have a son one day, and I wanted to see what you thought.
Ooh.
So my family is Finnish, and I wanted to give him a name after my grandfather, Veikko, or Veikko, that's how it's pronounced, Veikko. What do you think? Love the show and keep rocking. Well, thanks,
I like it.
Veikko, like it
Veikko.
sounds very
you can
almost
call him
Viking.
Ve, you can call him Ko, you can call him
Coco.
Yeah, you can call
that's cute.
Veikko.
I like it.
I'm on the fence about it.
Okay,
but it's Finnish and it's after his grandfather.
Well, okay, so. That part's cute, but I'm just thinking about the name. The story is very, very cute, so you should just because of the story.
I'm but sorry, but I'm dismissing name, Sarah's opinion.
It's just the first thing I thought of was vacuum.
Veikko. It just sounds
really.
Like, it sounds like
yeah.
a. See, when I heard it, I thought like Viking.
See, I thought of like a really big like. Oil company or something. Veikko.
I don't know if that's good or not.
I don't know.
It's like it's like a vacuum.
Well, if you can use it for a brand name, then it's a good name.
So, yeah, no pressure on this child, but give him the name to run a big company.
Exactly.
Veikko.
And then we did get another text message from Michael, the bearded trucker. He says, hello, ladies. I was wondering if any of you would like to join me on a trip to the drive-in movies this weekend.
I love drive-in movies.
Sarah's
that's where,
going with you.
That's where you park your car, right?
Yeah.
And then the feed goes through the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
are the coolest thing. I went, instead of going to the Dance for Tolo, the group of us, which our group name, I can't even say it. It was Bitch rhymes with
Bits.
Sits. Yeah, Bits. That was our Tolo
bitch
name. And instead of going to the dance, we went to the drive-in movie because we're rebels and badasses.
You're so badass.
I know. But I love drive-in movies. I think they're so awesome.
I've never been.
You should go, especially like if you have a hatchback or something, so then you can like have the hatchback and then put the seats down and kind of like have a picnic. And
I didn't even know that we had, because I know there used to be one up in like the Mill Creek area.
Yeah, I know there's a lot that they've gotten rid of.
I
think there's like one in like Issaquah
I think it's
or something.
Like Auburn.
Something like
it's
that.
It's far. It's kind of far, yeah. The one we went to is closed now.
Well,
so, sadly,
Sarah's
I cannot,
got a date this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Hey, bearded trucker man.
Sadly, I cannot go because I'm spending the day, you know, I'm going out with my dad today. And then I'm going to go hang out with your dad and play board games. So God help me.
Oh, tomorrow?
Today. And then tomorrow I got stuff going on in the morning and I might hang out with the roommates. I don't know. We haven't solidified those plans. And then Sunday I'm busy all day.
So really you don't really have plans tomorrow. And today's plans suck because they're with my father. So so really you're free all weekend is what you're saying.
Not really because I got commitments from like Sunday. I'm busy from like 10:30 to like 5 or 6.
Yeah, but who goes on to a drive-in from then?
Right. But I'm not going out on a Sunday night. I work Monday. Anyhow.
All these excuses are lame.
Yeah. So Sarah's going with you.
I've only got one excuse.
What?
I'm seeing someone.
Ooh. What?
Do tell.
We went to high school together, guys.
Yeah. You go like fast one to one.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you weren't even waiting for the high school reunion, man. That's what I got going on in a couple months.
I don't even know when mine is.
You might have to plan it.
Ha ha.
Get ready for this. Look at the time. No.
Sorry, what was that?
Should I say that? Shut up, Sarah.
Did I stutter?
Okay, so high school, 10 years later, and now we're in love.
Okay, Sarah. Okay.
You were once 17, now you're 27, and I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. It's fun.
So where'd you find him? Did you run into him like a...
I saw him at his place of work a while ago and just messaged him, and we've been kind of like very like on and off talking, just like random little messages and stuff. And then finally we were like, dude, let's just go get drinks. And we did, and we hit it off, and yeah.
And it's been...
It's been good.
Good.
It's been really good.
And he's more affectionate and more...
Oh, extremely affectionate. And I love it so much.
Good. I hope you're listening, broski.
Yeah, and gives you attention and fulfills your needs and
from what I know of right now. Yep.
That's good, dude.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you guys ever gone, like, besides this guy, have you ever gone back and like hooked up with a guy that you were either kind of friends with or knew, or you just went to school with and it just kind of happened years later?
Oh, yeah.
Because that may or may not have happened multiple times for me.
Yeah, that's happened a few times for me.
You mean like someone we used to like know and then,
yeah, like,
or someone we used to like do?
No, like you never had any kind of sexual contact in high school. And then, because one of them I did, like I ran into at his place of work and I'm like, hey, what's up? And we were already friends on Facebook because you end up adding each other because you're like, oh, I kind of remember this person. I'll add him, even though you never spoke once. And we hooked up a couple of times. God bless him. He did try. He's not the best.
Oh,
like it sucked because like, we had the greatest conversation. And like we talked for hours and hours, and I was really digging him, and he was super nice, super sweet. But it's just, it was like,
it was tiny,
and it's just like
it was a little dill pickle.
And normally it's okay.
Big carrot.
Normally it's not a big deal, but like no matter how much he tried, and I'm not saying like I have a hallway down there or anything like that, but it's just there is such thing as too small.
Be like, where is it? Yeah. Are you there? You're there. What?
Just like,
wait, what?
You know, just
my fingers are bigger than that. Can you say that?
Yeah.
It's weird because every time, I don't know, anytime I think of anyone from high school. And which is bad on my part because they probably think the same about me. But like I think of them as how they were in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, God, you were such a douche. Like you could be really cool now, but
see,
you were such a douche. And I was probably such a loser.
Yeah.
Like I was such a weirdo. And like, and so I don't know if they still think.
Bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
You and I would not be friends probably. But
no.
No.
I think we might have been in the same friend group.
We would have been in the same friend group.
But I was
especially
like,
with like art classes and stuff.
I don't know. So I don't know if they still think of this, but it's weird for me to be like, even if I think they're hot now, I'm still like, damn, you're hot now. But that's weird because you were an a-hole.
Him and I never know. Like, we never hung out. We just realized that we were in the same play together last week.
Cool.
And we were like, really? You were in that play? I was in that play.
That's what? So cute, actually.
That's funny.
I had no idea.
Pull up the pictures. Oh, that's me. Oh, that's me.
I don't have any pictures of it, but okay.
Oh.
No, so.
You should.
I think it's been like three or four. Like three where I've actually hooked up with them, but like four where I've gone out with total.
Yeah.
And like another one was a guy who was in my class and he was a year older, but he was like the funny guy. Everyone knew him. Super popularity. Like. And he does a lot of actually around the area, he does a lot of comedy shows and he's really, really funny. Just if you just sit and talk with him for like an hour, he's hilarious. You'll be cackling the whole time. And we just started talking on Facebook. Like I added him because I thought he was hilarious. I'm like, he doesn't know who I am. And he didn't remember me because he knew everybody. And
everyone except for you.
Yeah. Like I was a shy little sophomore. But he's not like, oh my God, sexy, but he was really cute. And we only hung out that one time. I've run into him a couple times on the streets of Seattle.
Did you do it?
Yeah. And it was great. He was real good, but he was actually really funny during it, too. Like, the way he'd say things. Like, I'm not even going to try to describe it.
So it was just a good
time. Oh, it was a good time.
This is so good.
No.
Very nice. High five.
Very nice.
Totally.
High five, Vicky.
No,
you'll never get this.
No, it was one of those, like, all right, you're not going to know all this. You're not going to know. All right, here you go. And I'm like...
Oh, it's like a ride.
It was like he was narrating what was going on, and
is
it was
it
hilarious.
I don't know.
It was hilarious, but it was pretty awesome. And then another guy.
Wait, what happened to him?
Oh, we just never hung out again. I guess
him, you,
no,
just kind of
like every. I ran into him. Like I ran into him in Fremont once. I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? Hey, how's it going? I'm off to a show. See ya. That's
maybe you weren't good.
No, yeah,
I'm freaking awesome.
I'm just kidding.
He complimented.
I wanted like every time that I get ghosted, I'm like, I wonder what, why, what? Okay. butt hurt a little bit, a lot of it. But like, you know, like it's so random.
Did your butt really hurt?
See, for me, like
it has before. What?
I mean, I didn't really do anything to hang out with him either, so I was like,
yeah. I mean, it was just a one-off.
It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, like I've gone out with a few guys from high school, and like two of them I've actually done stuff with. Okay, wait, no. Three of them I've actually done stuff with. One of them was like my high school crush, and that was super disappointing.
Aww.
It was like the worst. And then
it's probably amazing going out with him though, and like the build up to it. Like, oh my god, I'm out with this crush.
It wasn't even like a going out. We were friends and we hung out all the time, and there was always that like sexual tension. And it finally happened, and I was super disappointed.
Oh.
But yeah, and then like I went out with a guy a few times who I had a crush on in fifth grade, and then ended up being like a total freaking weirdo. Mm. Like, seems super normal until you kind of start talking to them and like diving in a little deeper.
Yeah. And you're like, you crazy.
Like, dude, you're weird.
I kind of had something like that, but it wasn't like, oh my God, you're nuts. But it's just like, oh, your life's a lot different than I expected it to be.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's kind of more of how it was.
Because
mm-hmm. like, I didn't expect you to be this person.
Yeah. Like, for me, I had this huge crush on this guy in like second grade. And as we grew up, and like I told him I liked him, and he made fun of me, and the whole class made fun of me. But as we grew up, he was always the rebel kid. So he knew all the cops by name, all the school security guards by name. Like, everyone knew him. And he was all, he's like, I don't get why everyone thought I was such a dick in high school. I'm like, because you were, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you were. Like, we didn't talk at all in high school, but like, I, you know, I'm an observer. I watched everyone. I watched what was going on. Like, you were a douche.
Yeah.
And so he had hit me up, and I'm like, oh, okay, I see how it is. You want to hang out? Sure. I'm just going to do it and then just leave and never talk to you again. It's going to be awesome, you know, because you're caught. And then I went over there, and it's just, we ended up talking for hours and hours and hours. I'm like, oh, you actually had a kind of tragic story behind you. Okay. And we actually really connected, and we became really good friends and bang buddies. And it actually started, we almost kind of got into a relationship, and it got pretty heavy, but I was just like, get your crap together, and maybe one day we can be together.
Yeah.
But I can't be with you now, and I just kind of cut ties with him for a while, and he was super mad, and later, you know, apologized and was super appreciative that I did, but to this day, he hasn't gotten his crap together, so I'm like, bro.
Usually the guys that are like that, and I have a history of dating guys like that, have, like, history, and then you're kind of like, there's no excuse for your dumbass behavior, but like, it's a pattern.
Yeah.
Like, the family. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Your family sucks, dude. Like, I'm sorry that sucks. Like, I couldn't imagine if I had your family, what I would be like, kind of thing.
Yeah. But then, and see, like, the crazy thing is that the guy that I'm seeing now, I remember everyone from high school. And, like, of course I remember him and stuff, but I don't think we ever really interacted much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, just a dude that you...
Like,
knew
I knew his
name.
I knew his friends and stuff. I mean, like, he was really good friends with my brother. They lived really close to each other for a while as kids. And, yeah.
See, I think that's better. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, like, you went to the same school, but, like, I don't have any, like, bad ill will towards you, or I don't think you're a douche. I don't even
know
like, what
everyone,
you were.
Yeah, everyone thinks he's cool and stuff, and of course I do.
And you're cool, so.
Well, duh.
It's like a match made in high school heaven here.
I don't know. I'm excited. We'll see where it goes.
I can't wait to meet him. I already want to meet him.
I'm like kind of just looking at a different list because it got me thinking like high school reunions. Like Sage and I are supposed to celebrate our high school reunion.
You
10 years.
Oldies.
You're only a couple years younger. You calm down.
Got 3 more years till that happens that I won't go to. Sorry. Hey, I got to live it in now because 25 feels old. So I'm just like.
I'm only 2 years older.
Yeah,
than
I'm
you.
27.
Douche.
I graduated at 17.
Did you guys feel old at 25? Damn, you guys are smart.
Yeah, no, like.
No, it's just birthdays.
Well, the thing was, like, my 25th birthday was a big deal to me. Not, like, a huge deal, but it was also my golden birthday because I was turning 25 on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we went to the Met. Like, I did a bunch of different stuff. And then my 26th, I didn't do anything.
Oh, no, that's
and then,
depressing.
Or maybe I don't remember. Maybe I'm mixing those two up.
I feel like you went to the Met last year.
Yeah, I went to the Met for my 26th.
Yeah.
And then my 27th, I was dreading it. I also had like a terrible month too. I had a bunch of health problems that month. But like I just didn't. Like we went out to lunch and that was basically the extent of my birthday.
Yeah, I remember you said you were going to go to Cap Hill. But on your thing, you were like, no one buy me drinks or something. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Who says that on their birthday? This is like the free drink day.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
And we went to Ryan House. That's right. Yeah. Had a bunch of people show up. And then that was really, that was the same day that we all went out to lunch, I think. So.
And see, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
No, see, I didn't really do much for my 27th.
You didn't do anything.
Technically, I did. I did a lot.
Oh,
I just didn't do a big party this year.
Oh, I took you out to lunch.
Yeah, she took me out to lunch. I had my girlfriend took me out for drinks, and she's like, we can go to all the bars. We can bar hop and stuff. We ended up staying at my favorite bar, the Rickshaw.
Mm-hmm. So it's your birthday.
There all night.
You won't.
And then my other buddy took me out. We did an underground tour, and we went out to dinner, and then we went back to the Rickshaw and had drinks, and somebody joined us. Was it you? No.
Mm-mm.
I had somebody else join us that night.
I'm not that cool enough.
It might have been my roommate. Might have been my roommates joined us. And just kind of, so I had like three or four. Oh, and then on my birthday day, I went to, my buddy had a show. And so I went out and they played the X-Men theme song for me because it's a video game band. So they play video game music.
Nice.
So they played the X-Men theme song for me. And so I like partied for like 4 or 5 days or did stuff for 4 or 5 days, just not in a big group, which is pretty cool. And then my friends took me out to dinner another night. So I got a lot of free food at the end of August.
You got a lot of free food and drinks.
I was totally okay with this. So, oh, and then on, like, when we went out with my buddy, one of the waitresses at the Rickshaw, oops, I made a mistake. I made this drink by mistake and just put it in front of me. I'm like, oh, God.
And
like,
then
she did that multiple times.
Wasted.
I actually got really drunk, but no hangover.
Ugh, I love when that happens.
And like, I had like mixed, like I had shots, like fruity shots. And I had, she gets like put a fireball shot in front of me, some other like vodka sweet drink. Like I had a bunch of different types. I mixed all the liquors.
That's
birthday miracle.
Like recently is not getting hangover. And it's been so weird. It's been awesome. I've like woken up and I've been like feeling
have
great.
Have you been drinking whiskey?
Yeah.
See, that's what I've noticed. When I drink whiskey, I don't really have a hangover.
But I've been drinking, like, whiskey and wine. And, like, not just whiskey itself, but obviously whiskey, like, takes control. But then I wake up the next morning, and I'm like, oh, I feel great. And I'm like, damn it, I feel great. Now I need to go exercise. Like, I have no excuse. I thought for sure I was going to be hungover and, like, had an excuse not to go work out. But I'm like, I feel so good. Let's go work out.
But you like working out.
Dude,
I do,
slow
but
down.
You,
but honestly, I plan so I have one day where I can just sleep the F in. And not have my body do anything. Like, I have a plan for Sunday. But then if I'm up at a reasonable time and I'm like I have
that's
no excuse.
That's where you stay in bed.
Like,
yeah, no, it's you, the excuse is that it's Sunday.
No, yeah, but if I feel good and I'm awake, then there is no excuse.
No, what I do when I feel great and I'm awake early on like a Saturday or Sunday, I stay in bed for another
alcohol.
2 hours. Yeah, that's it.
You go make a mimosa.
Some mimosas.
Oh.
I like this website just because of the name, not I don't know what it is. It says funnynutslutty.com. It says the top 10 do's and don'ts learned from my last high school reunion that this person wrote.
You guys need to take note.
By Blythe Jewel. It says, do stay in touch with at least two people from high school. The first one one is the person you will force to go with you to the reunion so you're not sans a high school clique. The second is your backup just in case the first refuses, gets sick, or dies or something.
How?
Or dies. That's so depressing.
How awkward would that be if you go to your high school reunion alone? Wait,
I wouldn't go if
yeah,
I...
Yeah, okay, good, because I was like, I would never go by myself like that. Would,
like, I'm either going to go with a significant other, or
right.
I'm going to go with, like, a group of my friends.
Yeah.
Did I mention my idea? I think I might have mentioned it on the podcast, what I kind of want to do, and I don't know if it'll make me look like a douche or not.
Oh, ride in a limo?
No.
Or a party bus?
Party bus. And I talked to my girlfriend about this. I'm like, would that make me look like a douchebag, you know, to show up in, like, a party bus? She's like, no, because I would be in that party bus with you. And
yeah,
only, but
do
have
it.
It like have it restricted, like have
you'd at least have to
like,
have
like you have to have like a wristband or something to get in, so I don't have like 100 people trying to get in. It's like, no, this is mine that I got.
Yeah, party buses are so expensive. You should start saving up now.
Yeah, but if
I might
you
know
if you
peeps.
Split the cost,
yeah,
yeah, like with 10 people or something.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
And I might know some people, so.
Oh well.
Yeah,
we
but that's what
damn
like,
dropping names.
Someone fancy
I
over
didn't
here.
Drop
Sage.
Any
are
I didn't
you famous?
Drop. Exactly. Like, would that make me look like an a hole? Like, listeners, would that make me look like an a hole? Because I was picked on. I was like, nobody really knew who I was, and now I've gone a lot of people just kissing my ass. So it's like, should I?
But I feel
this.
Like anyone can rent a party bus. It's not like.
But with the added thing that she is now a public figure. I can see, like, there's going to be half and half. Like, half the people are going to be like, oh, my God, I wish I was on that bus with her. Like, oh, my God. It's
like, why did I make fun of her?
It's Mickey B. Oh, my God. I wonder if BJ makes her on that bus. Like, and then there's also going to be the people.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and then there's also going to be the people that are like, dude, why is she flaunting, like...
That's what I don't know. It's it's like for me, it wouldn't be necessarily flaunting. It'd be like, I want to get my girlfriend's like, well, let's show up late. We have to show up late. I'm like, no, we're going to be partying all day. This is going to be an all day drinking excursion.
Don't get there. If it starts at like 6, don't get there at 6.
No, the party bus would get there at 6, but we would not get into the party until like later.
Okay, that's weird.
Like where I party outside. It's like, no, man, I'm
yeah, you don't party outside weird. In the bus.
Well, that's what I've seen people do.
Oh, that's weird. No, that's I don't know. I've never been in a party bus because I'm not that cool.
You should come to my reunion. You should be my date.
Well, when you said, oh, I wonder thanks. If BJ and Biggs are the party bus, I literally just pictured my dad and Migs
on a stripper party
in the party bus at Vicky's high school reunion. And just that
signing autographs.
So funny.
Well, like, I remember I was on the party bus for Migs' birthday outside of Studio 7, and that was so much fun.
But that's like a concert, and like that makes more sense.
But I guess it also depends on the venue. Like, if we're having it at the park, I'm not going to have a party bus. But if we're doing it at like a brewery, that was the idea of maybe possibly doing it at a brewery.
Dude, I could see a party bus at a park being really cool.
Well, I just see like that being
posted up like in the lawn. You think it's a taco truck. Nope.
It is a taco truck.
Oh my God, we should totally get a taco truck instead and just play like, you know, dance music like.
That would be dope.
Get some tacos.
Remix. I don't know. I'm kind of leaning. If you're gonna park it outside, I'm kind of leaning towards you look like a douche.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was leaning towards. But I'm like, I want to do something cool to like make it memorable. Maybe not just for myself, but I want to do something like fun. Because I feel like everyone complains about their high school.
Show up naked.
I'm good.
Holler. That'd be dope.
That's even more motivation
Ain't
to get my
no
ass in the gym.
Holler back, girl. Ain't no holla.
Why do I keep singing today?
I don't know. I think they put cocaine in the water.
We should ask the listeners what cool thing Vicky should do for her high school. She wants to be like, screw all y'all haters. Look at me now. Look at me now.
Honestly.
But like,
that was a lot of years of getting made fun of.
She wants to do a subtle way of look at me now.
Yes.
And paper.
One of the don'ts on this list is don't wear the tube dress unless you're cool with holding your boobs all night.
I never wear tube dresses. Why? I never wear halter tops.
What is this, 1999?
I don't know.
People still do that. And they wear like either they don't wear a bra or they wear like the sticky bits. And
but it's like
they
chafing cutlets. I'm like a lot of, I think it'll also be like a lot of the women that are going are probably moms now or they're professionals. So either they're going to be very modest or they're going to try to let loose. I've been a whore and an alcoholic-ish person whole time since high school, so I haven't changed. So I'm not trying to be anything. I'm already a
plus. Can I just say with the halter tops, like not only do your boobs, like
not halter tube tops
or tube tops, they like, and then you get the armpit fat or the whatever this is called. And I
you
hate
have to
this.
Be super toned to not
the
get
top
that.
Boob.
Even super toned like people still get the
that
thing.
I just don't
bonkers.
Do strapless. Like screw that. And plus, I don't do tube anything.
Yeah.
Like,
plus, you have boobs, so that would even be like more annoying.
Oh, I wouldn't
be
able to.
Yeah.
I cannot do strapless because my are too big.
Yeah. Maybe you should go in that in your high school reunion then.
Everyone
will love you.
I'd be like. Friggin' two stuffed sausage casing.
Nah.
Busting out all
Very
over the
few
place.
People look good with a tube. Like, and that's why I'm not a big fan. Like, everyone's getting married right now, and everyone's like, look at my dress. I'm doing the strapless. I'm like, why?
I know.
I hate strapless.
I'm like that
dress.
Too.
I worked at a bridal store for like a good solid 2-3 months when I was 18.
Damn.
Two, 3 months.
Woo! Oh, I was about to turn 18. I think it was like 17.
By the way, today is my 2-year anniversary at Intercom.
Woo! High five.
What? You've only been here 2 years.
I know, right?
That's good.
Like it's been longer.
It feels like I've known you forever.
I feel like it's been longer, and then I also feel like it's been like
yesterday.
A year.
Right. Oh. How long have you been, Sarah, officially?
3.
What?
I'll be 3 in April.
3 on the show or 3?
Like... I started interning in April.
Wow. I thought it was longer. I thought it was like 4 or 5.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Vicky's on her 20th year.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's her 20th reunion soon.
Let's see. I think, including my internship, I think I'm at 7.5 years.
Balls.
Yeah, because I started my internship in June.
Damn.
Yeah.
That makes you feel old. Just that. Having a job for that long.
Like, I wasn't even in elementary school for that long.
You and your bits. I was 19 when I started interning here. I've spent most of my adult life here.
Why is that? That's so funny.
You guys suck. You're like 2 months younger than me. Shut up.
You guys suck. That 2 months, though.
That two months.
Yeah. Got him.
Yeah, my boots hang a little lower to the ground than hers.
Mine hurt.
Yeah. Stop getting them pinched. Anyways, number 3.
No.
Don't take your husband if he's a loud talker who blurts inappropriate things is an already uncomfortable situation.
That would be so funny, though. They would add, like, so much humor if she's, like, if they just randomly be like, she used her yesterday.
Freaking Sarah.
I don't know.
She used her
on the way here.
No, that's not. I don't think that's necessarily what
that would be my husband. My people are going to be like, where'd Sage go? Oh, you hear that distant vibrating? She's in the car.
No, I think, like, inappropriate things. It's like, well, I make a lot of money. And it's like, oh, true
a
story.
Schmoozer or something.
No, I have a friend whose significant other is not allowed at any parties I have at my house anymore because he completely insulted one of my really close friends. Friends that I'm, like, even though her and I were really close at one point, we have distanced each other, and, like, he insulted one of my... We all have, like, the best friend tiers. She's, like, one of my soulmate people.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I love this person so much, and I love her, like, her husband, and they're just a great team.
And you would do anything to protect her type of a thing, yeah.
And, like, her husband is the most mellow guy I've ever met in my life. Just chill. To get him riled up and pissed, you must have been a real a-hole. But
what
he was
ass.
Basically dismissing all her accomplishments and this great, giant, awesome empire that she has created. Oh, that's cute. When this guy likes to talk about how great he is at money and job and how much he can make for this and that, when they're both constantly borrowing money.
It sounds like my stepfather. Sorry,
yeah,
Mom.
It's just like, and I'm like, cool. Like, immediately she took him out of the house. I'm like, what happened? Because I wasn't there for it. And I was told by a couple people what happened. And I talked to her. She was trying to defend him. Like, I'm like, you know how he is. Do not defend him. And another side story, when I went to go make a big purchase, they're in the same industry. And he was saying, oh, yeah, I used to work there. I'm like, oh, do you know this person? Oh, yeah, I know this person. They're not allowed at company parties anymore because they got drunk and harassed the owner.
What? Wow. But he still works there?
Yeah, like, he was just being a whole, like, you know, I don't think he said necessarily anything, like, at him, like, wasn't yelling at him, but he said some stupid stuff around him.
People are idiots. Like, just shut your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, that'd be really hard to be, like, married to someone who does that, though.
I wouldn't be able to.
Like, if I can't bring you places, like, grow up. Like, learn how to shut up. Nobody cares.
You always be DD. Like,
yeah. If you're going to embarrass the hell out of me.
No, to be fair, sometimes he's like this without alcohol.
What a
So he's just
douche.
A douche in general.
Yeah. And you know who this is.
Oh, I was there for the first encounter.
Oh,
it was awkward.
Oh, yeah,
and it was
there.
Funny because I was standing in front of where it was taking place, so my back was to the people, but I was, like, talking to other people, and I could just see everyone else's face in front of me, like, drop because of, like, what he said. And then I turned around and I was like, and then I looked at them, I'm like, what did I miss? What just happened? Why does everyone's face look like that?
So, yeah,
it was really awkward.
Yeah, so if you have a significant other like that, do not bring him to your 10-year reunion because it will not end well.
Dump him.
Number four, yeah, right. If you fail to follow number three, do not be surprised at the heinous looks you will receive when your husband shouts, Jesus, your classmates all look like they're in their 50s the second you walk in. So not quite what you were saying with the...
This is way better.
Number five, do limit your alcohol intake.
No.
I cannot express the importance of this. I call bull.
I think everyone should. Like,
I think everyone needs to get faced.
Did you actually say it?
Yes.
I couldn't tell.
I was like, are you going to write that down? Cause
I tried to, like, hum it out a little bit.
The other one says, if you do not follow this rule number five, don't talk to other people.
No, you should talk to everyone. And then you should confess your love to, like, your love to people, your hate to people. You're like,
yeah,
I thought you were such an
ass. Hate you. Those are fake. You had liposuction.
Yeah, you look really bad. You gained 100 pounds. You
you have ugly babies. I've seen them on Facebook.
I found out that your d- is small. Like, all that jazz, you know.
Yeah, no, that's probably, yeah. Oh, God. I can't wait for you guys this to happen. But it's weird because, like, people saying not to drink alcohol or whatever. It's like, and I feel like you guys are 27. When I'm 27, I feel like, that you want to ride to a party bus, you want a pregame beforehand, like, yeah. Everyone's planning there probably to get crazy.
It's not church, why would you go to your high school?
Why would you go there and try to
like, I honestly
so
don't
well
like most of you guys.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna have to be able to be like at least like half lit in order to just talk or just walk into the place, because I have such bad social anxiety.
Yeah, I do.
Like, right now I'm talking it up, like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna go, and I know that, like, the day of, I'm gonna be like I don't want to see these people.
I'll come over and be like, Sage, I got the whiskey.
Yeah. Woo! We'll come pregame with you and then we'll come crash it.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Can we crash it?
No, see, oh, idea. This is what should happen.
I'll be your gay lover.
For hers, we should have the party bus and just like randomly show up.
Be like, these are my girls. What can I say?
She's like, oh, I gotta go. My ride's outside. And then her and I will be like,
my pass is on Broadway.
Sarah's all twerking. You can totally see her. Yeah.
I don't know if that'll make you look good.
I'm in the corner taking shots.
And then you're like, I don't know.
Rolling a blunt.
I think that'll make me look awesome. I'm like, I'm not going to lie about who I am.
I'm like
on
the stripper pole doing tricks and stuff. Oh my God, that would be so fun.
Turning tricks. This one, I don't really know. It says 7. If you fail to follow numbers 5 and 6, which is do not drink too much. And if
you do, don't talk to
anyone. Don't talk to people. It's like, do listen carefully to what other people are saying to you. When that guy you had a crush on in senior year tells you he's now in the Marines and stationed in Guantanamo, be sure he doesn't actually say Quantico, as in Virginia, before you spend the rest of the conversation expressing concern for his safety in Cuba.
Okay, first of all, this list is stupid.
Yep.
Why do you even have to put...
People, I will say, though, when I ask someone what they do, or like, oh, you know, what do you do for a living? Like, even like at the bar, and they tell me something, like, sometimes I don't know what the actual F they're talking about.
There are still people that think that I'm on the radio. They're like, when can I tune in? And I'm like,
you can download the podcast.
Yeah, you can download the podcast.
You just pretend you're one of the females.
Just pretend you're me.
Yeah. That'd be so funny.
Just say that you're me and then
my name's Taryn Daly.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm on from 6 to 10, actually. Yeah.
You just say, I'm actually Sarah.
You know.
BJ's my dad.
Sarah.
Dude, this one's stupid. Don't assume the gender of someone's child when you're complimenting them. Oh, what a cute little boy.
Like, okay, let's just... Like, stupid. I'm totally done with this. God
wait,
list.
I do have to say my ex-boyfriend just had a kid, and my friend like screenshotted me the picture because he like blocked me on things, and I was like, oh, I guess it looks cute, and she was like, ha ha ha, you said it or something. Anyway, so I did like more Facebook stalking through my other friend's profile. I know, really weird actually now that I'm describing it, but like,
no,
you know how you're just so curious?
We all do it.
The
don't
baby,
worry about it.
In my opinion, looks weird, but maybe I'm just saying that. But then I just kept being like,
do you have a picture?
Oh, it's a little cute boy, like whatever. And
then it's actually
a
girl.
And I know babies like look kind of the same or whatever, but I was like really convinced it was
that's hilarious.
Like,
a boy.
It's like, calm down. Like, don't get too mad if someone can't figure out what your squishy little potato thing looks like.
Yeah.
Like, my friend, her son, he's one of my favorite kids. His name is Axton, and he has long blonde hair. Axton. He does not want anybody to touch it. He likes his long hair. He kind of looks like a baby Thor. And so people are like, oh, your daughter. It's like, actually, my son. And I don't think she really has a problem with it. I think if once you start saying stuff like, oh, you should cut his hair. It's like, no, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, right? No.
It's funny because she's a hairstylist, or she has her own salon. So like, you can definitely cut it. She's like, I don't want to. And like, she's like, he doesn't want to. It's like, well, you shouldn't let the kid dictate it. It's like, okay, well, I don't want to.
Yeah, plus it's the kid's hair. Let them do what they want.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I definitely can't even like go to his page anymore. So.
Yeah. This is kind of dumb. It says, don't remind everyone your most embarrassing high school memories. That's the point.
Ugh.
To remind each other
what is my
dumb.
Most embarrassing high school story.
I was too.
We'll save
I
that
was,
for the next podcast.
Yeah, you think about that.
See, everyone knew me and my high school boyfriend as the couple that had sex everywhere.
She did it. She licked the mic. Oh my God, you slut.
You licked the microphone?
I did it. Do we have mouthwash?
Oh.
I think there's toothpaste in the other room.
Oh God. I can't focus today, guys. I have ADD. I'm sorry. Moving on. What were we talking about?
Oh, actually, I think you actually had a story.
I'm ruining this.
How about you talk about your story?
Yes, Sage.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a story. It's a new trend.
I love new trends. Let's do it.
Yeah, so it's a makeup trend.
Ooh, makeup.
I don't know if I've talked about
this,
but...
You're the makeup goddess.
Yeah, so I'm a makeup artist on occasion when I feel like it. And so right now, like, everyone kind of knows what the beauty blenders are, right? Those little,
like
pink
sponges.
Sponge eggs.
OMG. Can I just say I got one the other day?
How's your
life? No, can I just
They're
say,
amazing.
You know when... I haven't used it yet, but you know when that picture went viral or whatever and it was like, ask your boyfriend what this is?
Mm-hmm.
And some people said a flower petal and this and that? I was... Yeah, that's what I thought at first. Yeah. But then I was like, oh, wait, no, my friends have those. And I was so proud I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a little blendy thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway.
Those were the big thing. Like, that started a few years ago, I want to say.
And there's a bunch of different ones that are kind of running around the internet.
It's way more than a few years ago because I've been here for 2 years already. Yeah. It happened when I was working at Sephora. And now there's a new trend going around. They're called silly sponges. So they're like little silicone. It all started because somebody took like one of those like chicken cutlet bra things and used it to put makeup on.
Yeah, they're like $6 on Amazon. I almost bought one the other day.
Yeah, do it.
Not good.
It's the worst.
The chicken cutlet?
Silly sponge.
It looks like a little, almost looks like a silicone boo, but it's kind of looks like a little pad like this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ovally. And it's supposed to like use less makeup because it doesn't absorb it.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't blend. Like it just moves it around on your face.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now there's a new trend that is absolutely just ridiculous. You put your beauty blender inside of a condom and then you use that. So
is it a lubricated one or non-lubricated?
So the people that use the lubricated ones wash the lube off.
Okay.
The main issue that I'm going to have with this is that it's latex. I'm allergic to latex. Won't ever be able to use this. And B, you're going to, like, condoms smell, and that smell lingers. Wait. So your face is going to smell like a condom
all day. Well, I mean, you're putting all these other products on. Isn't it going to cover it up?
Do you put the makeup straight into the condom or the...
The beauty blender.
So you put the blender.
The blender into the condom. Okay. You, like, tie it so the condom's wrapped around the beauty blender.
Oh, and then you dip it in makeup.
Yeah, so, like, you can either dip it in makeup or you can put the makeup on your face and then blend it in.
So what's different? What does the condom do to help?
It doesn't absorb the product. Because the sponge is going to absorb the product.
Oh, yeah. So you use it more. Get really, really gross and dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Same with brushes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't there a... Like, can we use, like, a rubber glove?
I mean, technically, you can use anything. But my main issue with this is that it doesn't blend. It keeps it blotchy.
Even with a condom?
I think we should do a video where you put makeup on us and try to blend it and see what happens.
Yeah, let's do it. Sorry, I just swore. Yeah.
Wait. Wait. How do you know it doesn't blend? Like, what... You don't think the beauty blender doesn't blend?
No, the beauty blender blends.
So what?
Leave your beauty blenders by the goddamn self.
But why wouldn't it blend with a condom on it?
Because it just, like, smears the makeup around. It doesn't let it,
It's not plastic. It's latex. It's just...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've never done anything with latex on my face.
You never do anything with latex, honey.
Yeah. Sarah, use a freaking
Bazinga.
Condom for
one.
You know, they give them away for free at Planned Parenthood.
Well, they're not fun, okay?
I know.
You know what
them.
Else is not fun?
STDs.
Never have I ever, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Watch, like, you know, next week she gets something.
Knock on wood.
I know, right?
You never freaking know, Sarah. You might have HPV and not even know.
I get tested, though.
Well, when was the last time you got tested?
A long time ago.
Exactly.
Girl, go get tested.
I haven't gotten laid in a minute. Haven't gotten laid.
Doesn't matter. You should get tested every single time.
Every time I get laid?
Every new partner.
Every new
partner. Oh, yeah. I haven't had a new partner.
Not every time you get laid. I mean.
I was going to be like, that's whoa. I think you'd be getting laid like every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually been a hot minute.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, there's a while where I went a lot. But, like, you just got tested. I'm like, I know. Do it again.
Bitch.
Do it.
But we should do this condom makeup thing. I'm down.
Yeah.
We'll have to put like a different glove on Sage so she doesn't break out on her
fingers. Well, I've got polyurethane condoms.
Okay. That works too.
Yeah.
We'll have to do like a video.
That's cool. I didn't even know
there was. I'm allergic to latex.
I didn't know there was a poly something.
Yeah. Polyurethane.
Is it like the same texture?
Yeah. It's thinner. I don't know. Like, they're good. They're pretty much the exact same thing.
We'll have to, check both of them out.
Yeah.
Do a comparison and see.
Oh, man. We're going to have a condom off here.
Yeah, we are. Condom party.
Condom off is what happens on Sarah's Saturday night.
Woo! No, it's never on. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like it's never been on. It's off. I don't know.
Even if he puts it on, I just rip it off with my mouth. I'm just kidding. I don't. I've never done that. You guys ever given
or put the condom
gone
on?
Down south? With a condom on?
No.
Yeah.
I've never... Really?
Flavored.
Really?
I've never even used a flavored condom, though. But it's also because all the flavored condoms are latex.
Yeah.
No, they don't have flavored bottle condoms?
No. Polyurethane?
Polyurethane
condoms?
I don't think... Not that I found.
We'll have to do a search on the internet.
Yeah. I need to go to Lovers. By the way, Lovers is having a free panty... I'm kind of like...
Wait, I love free panties.
Sponsoring them right now. Yeah, they're having a free panty weekend. So if you go in, you don't even have to like purchase anything. You just have to be a rewards member.
I'm
you
a
get
rewards
a free
member.
Pair of panties.
I actually have this gift certificate. I've had it for like the last 2-3 years, and it's for free fitting and $50 worth of lingerie.
Mm-hmm. Lovers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, do it.
And I've been like wanting to go. I've been trying to like lose the weight and then go, but I might just go anyway. Screw it.
Vicky, you know that never works.
I know. That's why I've had it for 3 years.
Because three years ago.
3 years?
There's no expiration date, so I'm good.
Yeah. Holy moly, that's a long time.
But I've also not really had a boyfriend. So, wait, no, it might have been 2 years, because I think, no, 3 years, because...
Yeah, for special lingerie like that, you kind of want to do with someone you actually like.
But
yeah,
I kind of want to do like, something like, you know, how everyone does, like, the cool, like, the strappies thing on the chest, the bras and stuff. I want to get something like that.
The cages.
Then, where your boobs are just out.
Yeah.
Like, strapped.
Yeah, there's like the cool straps. I want to do something like that so I can wear it under like shirts and stuff and go to like concerts. I think that's super sexy.
Sadly, they don't have those at Lovers.
I didn't see any either, yeah.
Mm-mm.
But I mean, I could look at, I like undies.
They've got all the like lacy stripper stuff.
I mean, those are cool too.
Yeah, I mean, I love
girl
lingerie.
Girl date to Lovers and condoms on our face.
We actually have to go because we've got to bring one of my girlfriends.
Okay.
Who... doesn't own a single thing of lingerie. Has never even tried anything on.
Is it? Does she have a boyfriend?
Huh?
Is she like sexually
active?
Yeah,
she has a boyfriend. Oh. She's sexually active. No.
Oh.
No, she's a freak.
I was going to say, like, I can't. She just seems like, I believe that she is in bed, but I can't really picture her with all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've had very limited interaction.
I mean, I've definitely, like, introduced her to a lot of it, but.
Is it somebody that works here? All right. Is it...
That silence wasn't a giveaway or anything.
No.
Or whatever.
She doesn't work here anymore.
I don't freaking know.
No. But anyways, we're not going to play that game.
Wait, why?
Yeah,
why?
I don't know.
She just did or she just...
She just has it. Like, this is actually like her first real relationship.
Oh,
and,
no, it is. Sorry. I'm excited.
But yeah, and you know, there's a little bit of turmoil and he's gone right now. And both me and the other girl are like, dude... go get some sexy lingerie, send him some pictures.
Yeah.
I can take them for her.
True, but
I don't know if
he's really weird, so probably not, because he'll probably be weirded out by that.
They have to be selfies, or they have to look like they were selfies.
I feel like I'd break up with him. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Does she herself?
Oh, girl. Constantly.
Oh, okay. So she, like, that's weird, though.
Like, she's a very sexual person.
Yeah, she just...
And it's not really, I mean, like, I'm not going to sit here and talk about her relationship on the podcast, but, you know.
But either way, I think this is a good place to end it, because I know Sarah has to leave.
Sorry, guys.
And I have a lot of swear words to edit.
Did I really swear that much?
Not that
Between
much.
Everyone, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yikes. 12. God, I sounded like a horse right now.
So yeah, apparently you can put makeup on with a condom.
No, you can't. Don't do it.
Doing it.
I mean, we'll try it, but it's not going
to
look good.
Please tell us what Vicky should do to be a baller,
for
but not be such an obvious
collar,
baller.
28 rims, only in polo.
Oh, get an Escalade tonight. Instead, rent one. Or get one of like a really cool old school muscle car just drive up in.
Hell
yeah,
no.
Get a little Stang.
That's like up and down.
69 Shelby.
Something.
Like that.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But, yes, until next time, guys. See ya.
Yay. Bye.